Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. So how do you come up with a list of the top tech titans in town? Try saying that three times fast. That's what I did for my March column in Inside Business Magazine. The January issue listed the most powerful business people in town, and I thought the tech needed its own list. It was not an easy task, and I was surprised by how many people sent in suggestions and how many different people were nominated. That's a healthy sign, I think. You know, I was online way back in 1983, before several of the up-and-comers were even born, so I approached the list with some historical perspective. The thing that has changed the most over the years, well, it's two areas, user groups and social media. There is no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that 10, certainly 15 years ago, the top tech list would be loaded with user group leaders. People like Bob Coppedge, Jim Evans, Stuart Smith, Bill Cohen Corrali, Spike Radway, Paul Stork, and dozens of other user group and special interest group leaders. In the early 80s through the 90s, user groups were the techiest of the techies hung out. User groups were a place to gather with other geeks and share ideas, tips and tricks, fixes, and sometimes even code. Back when it was difficult to find tech information in the mainstream media, user groups were essential and user group leaders were kings. Believe me, I led the Greater Cleveland PC User Group for 5 years starting in 1990, and later was president of the Association of PC User Groups, which represented 300,000 or so computer users from all over the world for 3 years. And the user group leaders had a lot of influence. We would be flown into Redmond to see the Microsoft executives, or Santa Clara for Borland, or Orem, Utah for Novell. But as tech entered the mainstream conversation and the internet exposed everyone to its power, user groups started losing their place as the sole source of this information. It became harder and harder to justify 3 to 4 hours on a Saturday morning, for example, to learn something you could find on the internet from your home. So while the user group leaders would have dominated the 1990 list, you won't find them on the 2010 list. Many are still doing terrific jobs, but instead of influencing several hundred at a meeting, they now preach to a handful or a few dozen. Of course, social media techies would not have made earlier lists because, well, social media is so new. Pioneer bloggers like George Nemeth and podcasters and other Web 2.0 types have hung in there, but social media didn't really explode until LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter did. So who's a tech titan in social media? That's a different question than who is a social media force. Susie Sharp, for example, is an amazing social media devotee and leader. For this list, I tried to look at people and remove the social media component from their resume and see what survived. So, for example, Anita Campbell made the list on the basis of her very powerful blog, but Susie didn't because her focus is strictly social media. Another hard part of the list was categorizing. Lev Gonick would certainly qualify under the legend category, but I placed him with other educators because of his commitment to Case Western Reserve University and higher education in general. Packy Hyland Jr. is already a legend, but he went in under the business prime category because his workflow company is making great strides right now. I was disappointed that my list got cut and the most fun category, up-and-comers, didn't make the magazine. Here are the young guns that I included in the up-and-comer category. Check back in a few years to see who made it. Jared Bendis, Creative Director of New Media at Case Western Reserve. Laura Bennett, CEO of Embrace Pet Insurance. Eric Clements, Acromet Technologies. Stan Garber, Onosys. Andy Halko, Incivia. Lance Hill and Anthony Broad Crawford of Within 3. And Dan Young, Principal at DXY Solutions, LLC. And finally, to the many who asked how the popular vote went, I'll end it with the top 10. But remember, popularity did not play a role, consciously at least, in the list creation. In order, here are the top reader-submitted tech titans. Number 1, A.J. Hyland. Number 2, Lev Gonick. Number 3, Dan Hansen. Number 4, Charles Stack. Number 5, Martin Harris. Number 6, Ray Volker. Number 7, Jim Sage. Number 8, Roy Church. Number 9, Jim Cookenham. And number 10, George Nemeth. The list was a lot of fun, and I plan on updating it every year. I'm looking forward to your feedback, who I missed, what categories should be included, and so on. Whether you made the list or not, you can be proud that so many talented tech people are in our region. So I can't wait to start working on the 2011 list. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.